Question is for Mark and Mel. Mark, you can go first. With the current government announcing a national pharmacare program with a price tag of $6 billion, the parliamentary budget officer assessed it closer to $19 billion. What is your party's stance on national pharmacare and cost differences outlined above?
The cost of pharmacare, it's the biggest chunk of policy that the Green Party wants to put in. As firstly, the benefit of it is that everybody would have medication they can afford. A lot of people cannot afford the food or dwelling because of the medication they need. That the cost of it rises out of the pot. We subsidize the fossil fuel industry at the moment. Those subsidies will disappear. If we go to IMF, the International Monetary Fund, we can find and track exactly how much we're doing. That it comes roughly to 9.5 to 10 billion per year. We subsidize other corporations that don't necessarily need the money. There's another 19 billion that comes out of that in total. And that is what we can use to finance the pharmacare, the free tuition that we propose for seniors for post-secondary education, and a number of other programs we have, like helping the poor. We live in a society where you look after each other up to a point, and you don't want to see people left behind. And the Green Party has a very strong accent on social justice. We don't leave anybody behind. And pharmacare is one of these issues. It applies to senior citizens, to the disabled, to basically everybody that ends up needing it. That is where the Green Party stands, and that is how we intend to finance it. Thank you very much.
This is a great question. It's obviously, looking around the room, our seniors that are here, it's probably a very concerning question for them. The way we are looking at the pharmacare issue is it was promised once in 97 and again in 04. Now it's being promised, but we're finding out that the promise of $6 billion is short of what the parliamentary budget officer estimates of it, at least 19, possibly $23 billion that would be required. What we want to make sure of, if we're to do anything with pharmacare or a pharmacy plan, is that there aren't unintended consequences. And by unintended consequences, many Canadians are already covered by a healthcare plan of some sort that is comprehensive. It may cover massage therapy. It may cover acupuncture. It may cover other health services. If the government interferes and brings in a pharmacy plan, will a lot of those other comprehensive plans disappear? No one else is considering that when they're saying they're going to move forward with this. They don't want to talk about that because the unintended consequences of losing those other portions of a comprehensive plan could be devastating to some people. The choices of medication may also disappear. There are multiple different drugs, very similar, but one will work for one person, one won't for the next. And those choices may disappear under a massive buying plan. Those are the types of consequences that need to be looked at before you simply say, we're going to institute a national pharmacare plan. One other piece of this is the debt, and I want to get back to that. Currently, Canada is paying over $24 billion per year in interest payments to service our national debt. That's estimated to grow to up to $40 billion if a Liberal government is allowed to continue. Think about what $24 or $40 billion could do for health care in Canada, or social programs, or for seniors. Those are the things that we need to look at moving forward as a country, and things that we are seriously looking at as a conservative platform. Thank you for that question.